Hello everyone and welcome to today's episode, or like mini episode. I just finished watching the latest episode of Suksita with Jungkook and Taeyang, and I watched it 2 times in a row because I was like, I need to see this, like, double. And I just wanted, like, mention a few things that I, like, stood out to me or, like, was more, you know, a little more spark to it. So, first of all, Taeyang joined. And that was, like, such a great moment to see, and also, like, it was just so natural. Like, I got the vibe that Jungkook had gone to do this, like, recording, and Taeyang was going to work out, and then afterwards they would meet up and go home. That was the vibe I got from it. But then when he joins, and you can see, like, Jungkook, like, he gets shy, and he gets, you know, like, go away, and there's, like, a bunch of emotions, and then he joins. Taeyang joins, and he is so incredibly touchy. Like, he's touching Jungkook so much, like, it's like he drags his finger very slowly. Like, there's a lot of gentle touches, and I just think it shows so much on, like, just the love, like, how natural it is, and, like, I'm just so grateful we got to see that. And when, also, during the episode, they did refer to Jungkook as Taeyang's, like, little bro, and when I say they, I mean, like, the company staff, whatever. And I feel like it was just such an unnecessary comment to make, because, first of all, we know they don't have the younger-older brother relationship, because they're a couple, so that would be, you know, like, strange. And so we know that's not the case, and, like, it just forces this, like, it's, like, so pointless, because actions speak so, so much louder than words. Like, it's a cliche, but it's true. So, it's pointless to say, like, for example, if I would give a person a frog, I would hand them a frog. Here you have a frog. But I say, here you have a giraffe. You wouldn't think it's a giraffe because you can see, like, you can obviously see that it's a frog. Like, you see, like, I'm holding a frog and I'm giving you a frog, but I'm saying something completely else. And that just makes me look weird. Like, it doesn't make the frog look weird. It just makes me look weird. And I know it's screwed up mentioning, like comparing Taekook as a frog, but I just want to, like, show the comparison that just because you say that, like, oh, they're bros, like, what we see speaks so much more louder, so it's, like, it just makes the staff or, like, the company look bad. Like, it just has the opposite effect, really. And something else that I noticed was that it was very interesting that they said that Jungkook and Jimin had, like, recorded some content together, like, some kind of mini show or vlog, or I don't know what to call it, some camping thing. I didn't really understand what it meant, which I'm so excited to see. Like, that's so fun. I love the Busan boys. Like, they're so funny, like, legendary. But what struck me when Jungkook was talking about it, I think it was that It feels like the time and moment for this to happen, like this going like through, is a planned thing from the company side. So what I mean is they have, like he said, him and Jimin had wanted to do this like a long time ago, and I think it's kind of like strange that they do it now, so maybe they could release it much like closer to the military, or even when they are in the military, to just like further push this narrative of like Jikook and pretend like Taekook isn't a thing, and J-Hope, like Jimin and J-Hope. I'm not going to get started on that because I'll just get upset. But so I feel like that was such a weird timing for them to like, like why do it now? But another part of it was like when Jungkook spoke about it, I feel like he had like a mission, because I think that they would both really want to do this. First and foremost, as friends and brothers, because they do enjoy hanging out, so they would like to do it that way, but also because they can show that they are just that, and as much as the staff can force them to do stuff, it also is like how they do it, and I feel like they can choose that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like even though the staff is going through with this project at a time that's like so obviously a ploy to make like something look as something that isn't, I feel like Jungkook and Jimin are so much smarter, so they will like twist it around and like take advantage of it and like make it so much, so much better. I just, that's what, like, the vibe I got from it. I maybe have a overanalyzed it, very possible, but it was like what I got from it. And also, like, something that I felt was quite beautifully said, there was two things I reacted to, and one of them was that when they talked about success, or like, not success, but like moving forward and like striving to be better, and like how they always do that. And I just think it's so beautifully how they talked about that, because success truly is such a personal opinion of what success is. Like, someone might feel very successful if they are able to live as a stay-at-home dad. Maybe that person could be like, oh, I'm so successful. For another person, successful means maybe like, oh, I have so many good friendships, I have so many, like, it's different from everyone. And I loved how they were just like talking about improving yourself and kind of like not just comparing it to others, like, because truly you can only measure your like growth and your like success, or I don't know how many times I've said success, but like you can only measure it with yourself. And I think it was just so incredibly beautifully said. And another thing that was so beautifully said, I think, was that when they were talking about like how they as a group and also like individually try so many different genres when it comes to music. And for me personally, that was really motivating, because I have often felt like, am I wasting time on so many different things and I should just focus on one thing? Because like I do so many various types of things, so I feel like sometimes, is that okay? Like, or do people more appreciate, like, should I just go all in on just one thing? Like, for example, should I just go all in and just do art, or should I just go all in and just do analysis? Anyways, like, you know that feeling, and it just gave me personally a lot of motivation to, like, no, it's okay to do like a bunch of different things as long as like it was make you happy, and like it's okay to do that. And I think it was just really incredibly wonderfully said. Like, I feel like there was a lot of healing words in this episode, and it was just so fun. And also, like, I know I talked about Deku earlier, but like my mind is just going through the episode. Like, Taeyang was so close to Jungkook the entire time, and there was so many small moments, or not small, but like the fact that, for example, that Jungkook gave Taeyang his chopsticks so that he used the tong. Like, is it called tong in English? I'm getting a wait, tong? I know thong, like the underwear, but like tong, like the ch-ch-ch, you know, the pa-pa-pow, like the, you know, ch-ch-ch, you know, do you know what I mean? Like the one that like grips the food. Is it called tong? Anyways, that thingy. So Jungkook ate with that while he gave the chopsticks to Taeyang, and it's just like such a classic, natural, homie, like cute moment to see. And we know that's so them, so it was just so cute to see. And also when Jungkook said to Taeyang, like, you're handsome, like you don't need makeup, like it was so cute, and I was like, oh, you know, I melted. Like, it was so cute. So honestly, I was just this episode was great in so many ways. And Yoongi, don't even get me started on Yoongi, because oh my god, oh my god. I talked to my friend earlier today, and she was like, I'm starting to get like bias wrecked by Yoongi, and I'm like, I mean, who aren't? Like, come on now, it's Yoongi. Like, he just has this, like, oh, like, I don't know, like, I can't explain it, but like, whenever I see him, this sounds like a cliche, like, bad movie, but like, whenever I see him, it just feels right. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, like, you know, that's it. Like, he's just amazing in every possible way. And I love how he's like the smoothest brand, you know, sales, PR, whatever, commercial thing. Because he's like, he does it so obvious, and I just love when he makes, like, what's it called? Like, when he makes the, well, my English is not cooperating with me today. Apparently. But anyways, I think that was what I had to say. I don't remember. I didn't take any notes. Well, I did take notes, but I haven't looked at them. I was like writing like a few, like the second time around, I was like, I need pen and paper. So like I was writing stuff, and you know, I haven't looked at them since then. But I hope I said what I wanted to say. Like, I probably missed a bunch of things. But in general, it was just so nice to seeing Yoongi, and like seeing him, like, especially now when he's been like away for a while. And you know, it was just so fun. I miss him so much. And I just, oh, and Taekook, it was so amazing. I'm so happy. I liked it. I loved it. I adored it. I loved it to pieces. Like, oh, I loved it. But that's it. I'm going to say goodbye now, because otherwise I will ramble on about stuff that I don't know when we would ramble on. So I'll see you soon. Bye.